from helical to standard magnetorotational instability. Predictions for upcoming liquid sodium experiments, by Mishra et al. We conduct a linear analysis of axisymmetric magnetorotational instability, MRI, in a magnetized cylindrical Taylor coet, TC, flow for its standard version, SMRI, with a purely axial background magnetic field and two further types, helically modified SMRI, H-SMRI, and helical MRI, HMRI, in the presence of combined axial and azimuthal magnetic fields. This study is intended as preparatory for upcoming large-scale liquid sodium MRI experiments planned within the DRESDYN project at Helmholtz-Zentrum Dresden-Rosendorf, so we explore these instability types for typical values of the main parameters, the magnetic Reynolds number, the Lundquist number and the ratio of the angular velocities of the cylinders, which are attainable in these experiments. In contrast to previous attempts at detecting MRI in the lab, our results demonstrate that SMRI and its helically modified version can in principle be detected in the DRESDYNTC device for the range of the above parameters, including the astrophysically most important Kepler-Ing rotation, despite the extremely small magnetic Prandtl number of liquid sodium. Since in the experiments we plan to approach H-SMRI from the previously studied HMRI regime, we characterize the continuous and monotonous transition between the both regimes. We show that H-SMRI, like HMRI, represents an overstability, traveling wave, with non-zero frequency linearly increasing with azimuthal field. Because of its relevance to finite-size flow systems in experiments, we also analyze the absolute form of H-SMRI and compare its growth rate and onset criterion with the convective one. This was, from helical to standard magnetorotational instability, predictions for upcoming liquid sodium experiments, by Mishra et al.